The Daily Gospel for Monday, the 18th of March, 2013. Monday of the fifth week of Lent. Saint of the day, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint John, chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, Thou givest testimony of thyself, thy testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Although I give testimony of myself, my testimony is true. For I know whence I came, and whither I go, but you know not whence I come, or whither I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge not any man, and if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. And in your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that give testimony of myself, and the Father that sent me giveth testimony of me. They said therefore to him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Neither me do you know, nor my Father. If you did know me, perhaps you would know my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, teaching in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Commentary of the day. Saint Augustine, Bishop of Hippo and Doctor of the Church. Sermons on Saint John's Gospel, number 35. The Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. Light shows up the objects on which it shines, and at the same time shows itself. I know where I came from and where I am going. He who stands there before you and who is speaking possesses that which he has not left. In coming here to earth, he has not left heaven, and in returning he does not abandon us. This is impossible to men, impossible to the sun itself. When it moves towards the west, it leaves the east behind, and until its return to the east, it is no more, but our Lord Jesus Christ comes to earth and remains in heaven. He returns to heaven and stays on earth. Saint Peter writes, We possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until day dawns. 2 Peter 1:19. And so, when our Lord comes, according to the Apostle Paul's words, He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, 1 Corinthians 4:5. Before such a light, torches are no longer necessary. We will no longer read the prophets, no longer open the epistles of the apostles, no longer seek the testimony of John the Baptist. We won't even need the gospel. They will vanish, all those scriptures that used to be a light for us like torches in this world's midnight. What will we see? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1. You will draw water from the well whose dew has covered you, from which emanate those broken beams that came by a thousand winding ways into your darkened heart. You will openly see the light itself. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. Now I am going to lay down this book. It has been good for us to enjoy its light together, but while leaving each other, we do not leave this light.